I love this. I love finding old talks that I had with my man. It's so therapeutic. I'm telling y'all should try it in your relationship. You don't have to post it, but just record your conversations, sometimes without them knowing it. That's how I started doing it. I would record our conversations, and there's a few arguments we've had that he doesn't know that I recorded. I might play for y'all one day. I don't know. See how much he gets on my nerves. But I hope you enjoy this one. This one is about playing your positions, but don't expect me to do anything. It's a conversation, masculine, feminine energy, roles within the relationship, you know, all that stuff. So I'm gonna keep dropping these fire episodes all the way until February. I have, a couple more days a week. So I'm just going to be dropping them. Don't forget, like, subscribe, share, comment, all that good stuff. I'm Damianka, and this is Voz de la Calle. Ciao. Yeah, I think I'm fortunate that, you know, we are able to kind of come to an agreement on our roles within our relationship or our position. You feel me? Like, not too many people like us, you know what I'm saying, can agree or do what we do. Like, I don't think, you know what I'm saying? I'm not domesticated. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not domesticated at all, and you know that.
I should have smoked.
I'm sorry, it's just something that popped up in my head. I'm not domesticated at all, and you see that. You know, I wanna fly too, you feel me? I wanna travel too, you feel me? And you okay with that. But at the same time, there's certain things that I know I do better. And then there's things that you do better. And I think it's like an unspoken agreement. It's not like we say, you do this, you do that. But we did agree on, if I cook, you do the dishes. We did agree on that. That was some years ago.
But that's because you lazy when it comes to the dishes. And you cook because you eating too. Because if you wasn't eating, you wouldn't cook, nigga. You'll have a maid. You'll have a chef.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so
for sure. But if you like something I made and you wanted me to make it, I would make it for you. You know what I'm saying? And I was saying, like, if I don't feel like cooking, it's not like you get upset that I don't want to cook. Like, you might be irritated, but you'd be like, all right, you still want me to think of something for you to eat, though. It's like, if I don't think of something for you to eat, you won't eat. That's crazy to me. But it's good, though. It's good. It's cute. It's kind of cute. It's kind of cute, but it's weird.
What's weird about it? I don't have to eat a lot of the times, neither. I'm not a nigga that be like, once I'm hungry. I don't have to eat, nigga. It's a one meal.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, like, a lot of people feel like traditional not, stuff. You
lot,
know what I'm saying?
The traditional, a lot of the shit that we be having to eat, options to eat, it don't be good for a nigga anyway. So I just think about it like that. Like, if I ain't super duper hungry, I ain't got to eat. Because it ain't like I'm missing out on nothing good.
Right.
You feel me? We ain't got no fucking farm out here. So it ain't like I know what the fuck my body needs to have. You know what I'm saying? So some niggas resort to buying pizzas if they girl don't cook. That's not how I do things.
Cause you'll cook. There's some meals that, you know what I'm saying, people vouch for your cooking. There's been some really good stuff. You don't mind. You don't mind doing things that people think men shouldn't do. You feel me? There's a
like,
lot of people
like washing the dishes and
washing clothes, washing dishes. If you need some clothes washed and I'm like, I don't feel like washing, that's all I gotta say. You ain't about to be like me. You about to. I'm like, where that nigga go? You washing it.
You I'm washing my shit. I don't give a. I'm a different nigga though.
Right.
Like, I grew up in a different time zone, time frame.
Right. Self sufficient. I think living in another country too, being on your own, away from your mom, not really having, you know, your baby's mom that you was with, just everything was just, you were on your own. You know what I mean? Even like.
A lot of niggas don't know how to be on their own.
They don't. You don't even like how I fold clothes. So you don't even want me to fold your clothes. You fold your own clothes. See, like I said, my situation is different. And but it's always been like that, though. I've never been with anyone who expects me to do certain things. Because when you expect me to do it, it ain't gonna work out. Don't expect me to do shit, but be me. You feel me?
I expect you to give me that ass when I ask for it.
You do expect that, but what happens when your expectations ain't met?
Nigga, you still give me that ass?
Oh my God, I'm done with you. That is not true. You'll get some. If I give it to you when I don't want to give it, you don't even like the energy exchange.
Nope.
But you still take it. You nasty. Yep.
I take that.
There's something wrong with y'all men, man.
Go ahead, give me that.
There's something wrong with y'all men.
Think about what you just did. You feel me? You can change it up next time.
You always talk to, like, if it's, say, after you know what I'm saying, we finish doing what we do, and there's like 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes go by, you be like, you really feel like doing it, huh? Nigga, what?
So? Nigga.
Are you serious? Is that a complaint or is that?
No, I'm letting you know that I know, nigga. And I don't give a fuck. Nigga.
I don't like you. Nigga. I don't like you.
Like this dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think about if I had a daughter, what would I, if she asked me what her role was?
I don't think you know.
What would I say to her?
I don't think you know.
You know, I never wanted a daughter, and I'm not going to lie. I never wanted a daughter. I never thought, like, oh, my God, what if I had a girl? Like,
I don't think you ever going to have a daughter.
I don't want a daughter. I don't. Not to be me. I love that I have boys. It's just so much. Like I said, I'm lazy, and I understand there's certain parts of me that's lazy. I love that I have a boy. After a certain age, there's not much I can say to him. You know what I'm saying? And my grandsons, there's not much I can say to them because I'm not a man. I can't teach them how to be a man. I can just, you know, nurture them and love them and they love me back. It's just so easy. Like, why would I want the challenge of having a daughter, especially if she ended up like me? But you know what?
You know what I'm finna say next.
Say it. What? Say it.
You say it.
No.
You go ahead and say it. I don't have to say it.
If I had a daughter? She would be, I think she would be like a nigga. She would act like a man.
But she had a relationship that you and your mama have? Yeah.
Hell no. Nope.
What would be the difference?
The difference is I'm able to forgive myself. So I'm able to forgive her. So if we do things to each other that we don't like, I'll be the first one to step up and be like, we got to do better than this. You feel me? We gotta work it out. Not in a forceful way, but in a loving way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that. You know what I'm saying?
Is that why you be going crazy sometimes?
I wouldn't compete with my daughter. A lot of mamas compete with their daughters. Hell yeah, a lot of moms compete with their daughters. How do you compete with your daughter?
I think that's where your sisters get it from.
Right.
Your mama.
Right. But, you know, our role, though, you know, within the relationship. But that's why all of them are single, though. And I've never been single. I'm always in a relationship. You feel me? Because I know what I want. I want a relationship. I don't have to have a relationship. I'm fine on my own. I can handle mine on my own. I don't need a man to define me. But I want a man in my life. See the difference? So when you know what you want, right? And then you don't expect it, but you receive it and you appreciate it and you want to work with it. You feel me? And you make that promise to yourself. It's different. And I think that's why the roles that we have are so unique. We understand that it takes a while for us to know each other. We're always evolving. You know what I mean? We're always growing in knowledge and truth of ourselves and of each other. So we're able to adapt to the changes. You know what I'm saying? We're able to say the things that we like, but also that we don't like, which is the hardest part. It's like, I don't like when you do that, babe. That's not cool.
It's like way easy for me to tell people what I don't like, but it's hard for me to not tell people what I don't like.
Yeah, and see, but you get malicious, though. Like, you...
That's why, because I could...
Yes.
It's hard for me.
That's why we work, though, because I have tough... I think I have to be the way I am to deal with you. I have to be... I don't get easily offended. You feel me? I'll be like, this nigga tripping, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I can still say it, though.
No, you'll say it, and you'll say some really
cutthroat, because you want to get your wording be, nigga. What is the wording? I don't even know the word.
I want you to feel what the fuck I'm saying. Yes.
So
I don't got to say it again.
Right. Right. But that doesn't mean
I hate repeating myself.
That doesn't mean it penetrates, though. So what happens when you're like that? You feel me? And these are the points of the relationship. It makes it hard for people to communicate with people like that because of the backlash. You know what I'm saying?
I don't do it all the time.
No, you don't, but that's your form of defense,
it's
though.
It's easy for
that's
me.
That's your form of defense, yeah.
I do it all day.
You
got to
understand.
Don't play with me.
We got to pay a lot of attention to each other, and I think a lot of relationships don't pay attention to each other. So when it comes to cooking, cleaning, sex, all those things, there's no give. There's no evolving. You know what I mean? I think we're evolving through the hard times. That's where it counts. People don't understand. If you happy and things is going cool, that's cool. But when the hard times come, are you guys able to get over it and evolve for the better?
You think you can fight me and shit?
I always be saying I wish I was a dude because I would beat your ass.
You would not beat my ass.
I would beat your ass.
No, you wouldn't.
On G-O-D.
No, you would not. It's good to be confident. Good to have confidence in yourself.
Right. I don't know. It is very good to have confidence. I think that's it. That's all it is. Having confidence in yourself and what you know and what you really like, but also being mindful.
You would not beat my ass. I'll fuck you up.
Also, boy, get off that. Also being mindful, though.
I be wishing you was a nigga sometimes. So I go, fuck you up. Shit you be saying. You act like you're not malicious.
That's crazy. So I wish I was a dude so I could beat you up. You wish I was a dude so you could beat me up. Why don't dudes be like, man, I wish I was a female so I could whoop her ass. Like,
because that's not the ass whooping that I want to give you.
Girls can fight too.
Girls can't fight like niggas.
I don't know.
Or they could. They can't apply the pressure that a nigga could apply.
You know what? That's probably why women feel like they still need to stick to their old roles, because some men apply the pressure on them and women are afraid to go out on their own and take care of their own. And if they do, they always feel like they have to depend on the government or depend on someone. You feel me?
But there's niggas out here that feel like they got to depend on the government too. So, I mean, that's just people in general. Black people in general feel like they got to depend on something. They're not self-sufficient. They can't depend on self. They gotta wait for somebody to bring their check. They gotta wait for somebody to mail their shit. They gotta wait and gotta wait. Even when it comes to their personal business with other people, they gotta wait on something to deal with their personal issues with other people. Like, that's whack.
That is whack. I was thinking about what my niece just said to me.
What niece?
She was saying, she was saying that her mama is telling her that she need to be the one to cook and clean all the time, even though they both work.
I don't think if you're not in a relationship, you shouldn't have nothing to say about the relationship.
It's that old school teaching.
Yeah, I just feel like a nigga can't. That's how you fuck up your relationship, by listening to other people.
They don't have nothing. Don't know nothing about your mate.
Yeah, because they be thinking they know based on the situation, but they don't know. Every time somebody give me some advice about you, I be like, nah, that ain't gonna work.
No one ever give me advice about you, ever. They know better to give me advice, because I would look at them like, what? Maybe because everybody I know don't have a man.
Probably. Them are the only motherfuckers with advice. Straight up.
Everybody I know don't have a man. That's hilarious. So what do people be trying to give you advice about me like they know me, huh?
They just try to give me advice, period. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, because they think I'm too cocky or what?
They just think they know women in general. I'm like, nah, nigga, nah, nigga, that ain't how that's gonna work. It be
okay. Shit. Give me an example, so I'm gonna laugh hella hard right now. Like, what? Please.
It don't even be. It just be like what just they in general. Like when they give me advice, it be something that they do in their relationships. And I'm like, see, your woman ain't nothing like my woman, so I can't do that shit because she ain't. You know what I mean? A lot of these women that be with niggas, they be weak-minded. So that shit be working for them. And if I try, I be thinking, like, what if I tried that? I have more problems than I have now listening to another nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because if I do it, you ain't on that shit. Like, you'll be like, oh, that's what we on, nigga?
That's what we on? But see, I know your movements, though. See, when, and that's what the thing is. Me and
you don't know my movements. You just know, you don't know my movements.
I know your movements. So when you so, do something,
so you know that I could change it up then whenever I feel like it.
You ain't really someone who do that, though. So not with me, maybe in the streets.
So when I do it.
Maybe in the streets.
So when I do it, that's why I be so breathtaking.
No, it don't be breathtaking because I know the type of movements you make. You feel me? And what type of emotion you're making your movements off of. I pay attention to stuff like that. So if you do something, I'll be like, okay, that seemed like younger. Now if you do something to the left, and I'll be like, bruh. Nigga, what the fuck you doing? You know I'm gonna check
exactly,
you on that.
But I
no,
do
but
it
don't be right though. But you always come back though and be like, man, that wasn't cool. I shouldn't have. You always do that, and I'd be like, yeah, bro, that wasn't cool. Don't do that no more.
Yeah, but you still are leaving out the fact that I can change it. I know that you can. Yeah, I could just if I
know
feel
you could be malicious and vicious, and I know, but this ain't the streets. I'm not no nigga on the street. I'm not no bitch off the street. I ain't no female. I'm your woman. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I can't do what the
yeah.
I can't what them niggas be advising me. I can't do.
I demand. I give the respect. So we gotta exchange that. It has to be reciprocated. There is no other way. And
niggas,
we ain't perfect.
And that's why niggas don't have the relationship that we have because. They don't know how to exchange that energy.
Yeah. So if, like I said, I don't mind cooking. I know I cook. You don't mind doing the dishes. You do it. Like I said, I'm lazier than you. You understand that? I understand that. You know what I'm saying?
That's not cool.
It's not like I just be like, okay, I'm lazy. Sometimes I'll be like, okay, I got to get my ass up.
That shit. And watching you do that shit is not. Like, I see the smoke coming out your ear. I be ready to just do this shit myself sometimes.
You do sometimes. You do the stuff sometimes. But I've been stepping up, babe. I've been doing the dishes. You feel me? Because you've been...
Get your ass.
No, I've been doing saying that. I'm just saying, no, I'm getting better at it. You feel me? Because I am a spoiled brat. I know I am. I am a spoiled brat.
Yes.
But you love me, though.
Yes.
And I spoil you as well in different ways. You know what I mean? I see it in you. I see all of it in you. I see that I got something special. I see I got me a gem. We just trying to, you feel me?
You see it?
Yeah, I see it.
What you see, man?
I see what other people don't see. And it was all just conversation. What was that?
A butt.
Why? Oh, my God. That is
just... My nigga just please said, good morning. You put a big ass...
G-O-O-D.
Yeah, yeah, big ass booty. You saw the butt. I ain't even see it.
You nasty. Everything on your feed is always booty. Booty, booty, booty. Booty sports.
This is nigga putting a booty on here. I can't stop niggas from putting booty on their page.
You really can't. Why you follow those niggas, bitch?
They my niggas.
They ain't got no substance.
We like booty.
We need substance, man. I think we need substance. People don't have substance, so if you don't have substance, what makes you think your relationship's gonna have substance? What makes you think that you're gonna be able to make decisions in your relationship? What makes you think you're gonna come to decisions in your relationships if you don't have substance, if you don't have purpose, if you don't have intent, if you don't have the things that is necessary to evolve? Right? Mm-hmm. What makes you think your relationship is going to evolve? If you're afraid to speak up, speak your truth. If you're afraid to show up as yourself, all these things that are important. How do you think anything is going to last? How do you think anything is going to have longevity,
mm-hmm.
sustainability? Mm-hmm. For me, those are the things that I work for. So I think that's why you know, what's so different about our union? You know what I mean? We don't give a damn about what nobody says about us. In our darkest, deepest, most hurtful times in our relationships, when we think, like, this is it sometimes, no one sees it. Mm-hmm. Not that we're hiding it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Because we're still focused on the reason why we are together, our why. You feel me? We are still focused on the promise we made to ourselves first, right? Mm-hmm. We still are understanding that we said we in this for the long haul. We didn't need no motherfucking ring on our finger for that shit. We didn't need no one's approval for that shit, right? Mm-hmm. We made that bond. We made that union. So we the ones that got to make sure we are true to ourselves. Then we be true to each other. Mm-hmm. That's what's lacking in these relationships. That's why more than 50% of marriages end up in divorce. Because they're not understanding that it starts before the marriage. The commitment starts with yourself first. You feel me? The relationship you have with a higher power. If you don't understand that there's something higher than you and greater than you and you ain't reaching for that, mm-hmm. What do you have?
Shit. A situation. That's it.
A situationship.
A situation.
Situationship.
Temporary situationship.
Right.
Because niggas don't. That's all niggas want though. They want fillers.
Right.
Niggas like fillers. So I don't like fillers.
You know what really catapulted us to the next level though in our relationship?
Haters.
That too. I get fueled off of that. We both get fueled off of haters. You more so than me though, because you I don't know. You got this weird relationship with motherfuckers. It's weird. But
I keep them around.
Not just the haters. What fueled our relationship, I think, was the fact that we understood, like, I mean, we working on ourselves, man. I ain't focused on you like that.
It's because it's too tiring to focus on another person that ain't finna do what you want them to do anyway, so.
I did that with all my relationships before I met you, and them things did not work out.
It's hard keeping up with the next motherfucker. I don't want to keep up.
No, I really don't. Man, I just think of our, like, we don't have no baby mama drama. You feel me? We don't have, your baby mamas don't have no drama with me. I mean, there's a few things that popped off, but I deaded that shit. You feel me? And you didn't feel like you had to intervene. You was like, oh, you need to talk to her? And your baby's mamas wanted to talk to me. You was like, oh, sure, go ahead. He's like, are you ready for this heat? They didn't know. They didn't understand that, right? What else? We never had no issues between our parents. You feel me?
Right.
Let me say my mama recently kicked you out the house. That didn't escalate to anything. You feel me?
She kicked me out because she couldn't kick you out.
Yeah. She could kick me out, but she never did that.
She don't give her a reason, so she kicked me out.
Yeah. And you know what? We don't give each other reasons. We try not to give each other reasons. Right. Man, I'm just thinking, you had one altercation with my son. You feel me? That was a hard one to kind of, but what it was is that, you know.
Yeah, I think that needed to happen.
That needed to happen. I told you that. But see, you got to understand, you know what I'm saying? I got it. Like you said, I got a different mindset. So you thought, and I kept telling you, now you believe what I say though. I think believing somebody when they say something is important because a lot of us don't believe people when they say stuff. Because it doesn't sound like something they would do or whatever the situation is. Mm-hmm. When I speak, I think before that point, you didn't believe me, really. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it came to my child. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, females don't be like that with their kid. Bruh, I'm 100. Look it. I know what I'm doing. You understand that I know what I'm doing. Even though sometimes it might not be the best decision mm-hmm. or the situation didn't end up in the best way. Mm-hmm. But you understood that I'm going to stick to my word and I'm going to be responsible. I'm a leader, so I'm going to be responsible for the consequences that come after my actions or my decisions. Mm-hmm. And I see that with you as well. It take you a little bit while more to accept it than I do, though.
To accept what?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'll be letting people breathe a little bit.
No.
I'm a creator and I'm a destroyer. You feel me? And I have to let people breathe because, you feel me, when I destroy, ain't no coming back from that. So I gotta think for people sometimes. I gotta think bigger. Like,
you think, see that I think you think you had to do that. But I guess that's a role as a man, though.
I have to do that. I have to do that because I'm a decision maker.
Yeah, because you're a man. Yeah, exactly. I get it.
When I feel like niggas in the room can't make a decision, I'm going to make one. And niggas might not like it.
No, they're not going to like it.
So I have to wait until...
Warrior mentality.
I have to wait until I don't give a fuck about what niggas don't like before I make my decision. Now, within that time frame, those are the moments. Those are the blessings.
Do you know what's crazy, though? What's crazy? I think that was our when we first got together, that was our issue. Because I'm like that. I was the decision maker. Because when people don't want to make decisions, I'm the one that's going to make the decision. So when we got together, I'm trying to make the decisions, but I'm not the man in the relationship. So you was like, hold on. And then for me to relinquish that type of skill, you feel me? That was hard. Because the people who make decisions, it leads you in the direction you're going. I had to trust you, you feel me, to lead me in a direction that I didn't even know you even knew. So that's a big part right there. That's a big part.
I got to do it a lot.
Right. Right. And I think that's what parents, you know what, parents have an issue with that.
Yeah,
yes.
They're afraid to.
That's why they intervene in their children's relationships and intervene in everybody's shit.
They think they know what's best for them.
They think they know what's best for them and they shit still fucked up because they ain't focused on what they got going on. And that they don't understand that your kid probably don't want to be like you.
And a lot of kids resent their parents for trying to make decisions in their life that they don't even understand.
Right.
You don't even talk to your kid, but you want to make decisions for your kid.
Right. Why would you want your kid to be like you, though? That's all I understand. I want my kid to be better than me.
My kids are better than me, even if I don't want them to be.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right. But you want them to be even more better.
I want them to be who they came here to be, but I'm not mad at them niggas for being better than me already.
Right.
Because
a lot of parents don't see that.
Because that's the pattern. You got to see the patterns. And then there's certain patterns that you got to break. You got to see the pattern the
traditional
first.
Traditional or generational curses?
Is that what you're talking about? You can't break it if you don't know, understand it. If you don't see it and understand it.
You don't understand it if you don't work on yourself.
You're going to keep it going. You're going to keep that same weak-ass shit going. And you're going to pass it to your kid. He's going to keep that shit going. When eventually, if it's a trait that's not healthy to you and others, somebody going to test that motherfucker or stop him if he don't stop himself.
So stop telling your kids what to do in their relationships,
life. Stop telling them what to do, period. Tell them, teach them how to problem solve. Teach them how to figure things out. When they kids, don't wait till they get an adult and try to teach them some shit.
Right.
That's not your time to be no parent.
Right.
Your time to be a parent is when they kids and they little and you can talk to them and they understand you. When they're adults, it's too late for that shit.
Yeah, just like as simple as when we went to go visit Boo Man, right? And Kal-El got a hoop, right?
Mm-hmm.
He threw the ball inside the big old box that the hoop came in.
Mm-hmm.
He's like trying to stick his arm in. It's a heck of a big box. He's trying to stick his arm in the box and he can't get the ball out. He looked at his dad like, "Dad, help me." And Boo Man was like, "Nah, you figure it out." You know what I mean? So he's looking around. He knocks the box over. But he's still trying to crawl inside the box. But you know, the box ain't really the thickness of it, the mm-hmm. width, you know what I mean? The length or whatever is too much for him to get in, right? So Devontae was like, "Nah, bro, you can't do it that way. You figure it out." And he's looking. So he goes, gets out the box, goes to the back of the box, lifts it up to tip the ball out. It starts like that. You know what I'm saying? Allowing them to do stuff like that. Don't come to their aid as soon as they ask you for help in certain situations.
I did that to my kids. One of my sons, my youngest son, I bought them both juice bottles. And that the twist where you twist the top off, but you know you need a certain level of strength to snap the top off of the. And my youngest son did it without even asking. He's like, "I'm finna tear this motherfucker off." He twisted off the. Oh, my older kid, like, "Pa, I can't do it." I said, "Nigga, your little brother just did it. Nigga, do it." Mm-hmm. So he tried again. Some people you just gotta nudge them in the right direction.
That extra push. You know what I'm saying? Need that extra push.
Yeah, they don't need nothing but a motivation.
Right.
Because they don't believe they believe with the strength and the little execution that they use, they think that's enough.
Right. And laziness.
Yeah, you gotta.
Because he's a little bit more lazy than.
Yeah, you gotta show him that ain't gonna get it. You gotta
go get it.
Some people already got it in them.
Right. Wow.
We supposed to be jogging, blood.
No, we better go jogging. I know. That just crossed my mind that you know, we kind of crippled each other, man, because we think we know what's best for people. So, you know, hey.
I know what's best for me.
I hope that when people do come to me or any of my nieces or even my nephews or whatever come to me and ask me that I can, you know, instead of giving them advice, I'd rather just ask them questions to get them to know themselves and then have them figure it out. I'm done giving advice.
Ain't no more advice. All I can do,
I think, like, the journey that I'm figuring out is all I can do is tell you, you know, what I would do in my journey and how it worked for me, and then it's up to you to take from it what you think will work, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And do with it as you please. That's all I can do. I can't give you advice. I can't help you.
Hey, we gotta know what people not to even waste our time. I ain't giving niggas nothing if I feel like you ain't gonna use it. You ain't gonna use it. I ain't giving you shit. You can ask me all till you blue in the face. If I feel like you ain't gonna use the advice that I have for you, I ain't gonna tell you.
Right. All right, okay, I'm about to get dressed. But I wanted to ask you one more thing, baby. So, do you think it's cool that we pick up after each other?
What do you mean?
Like if I'm just hella lazy and I'm throwing shit all over the place.
You do that.
I what?
You do that. And I pick up after you and I don't say nothing. Your ass would be like, could you go over there and pick up that piece of paper that you left over there on the floor?
So you don't think I pick up after you?
No, you won't. You just want me to do shit.
What?
You just want the satisfaction of telling me that I have to do it and see if I do it or not.
So, now, okay, if
you leave some shit, which you do, leave a lot of shit around.
But I'm not dirty, so it's not.
That's
it can't
different.
Be.
But you, yeah. But
I see what you're saying now.
Messy.
Okay. Yeah. I am not messy either.
Yeah.
I am not messy, y'all.
You'll leave some shit.
I'll leave, yeah, if we're in a rush because you be rushing me. Or something.
Because you lazy, slow.
I'm not slow. I just have a certain routine. You a man. Get you just up. You so just wash your balls. And you just wash your balls.
No,
you ain't got to do your hair and brush your teeth and you ready.
I do all of that.
You feel me? I got to twist my hair and take it out. Then you hungry. I got to cook for you. You feel me? Hey. And I... Hold on.
Get up earlier.
Get up what?
You get up earlier. Go to sleep earlier.
I gotta work too. I work too.
You sleep longer than I do.
But no, see what happens is let me explain something to you, baby, which you don't know real quick.
You sleep more than I do.
No, let me tell you, because I'm up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning working.
You just spit in my face.
I'm up at 2, 3 because you got me excited now. I'm up working 2, 3, 4 in the morning when you're sleeping because if when you're awake, I can't focus on just me. You want me to talk to you. You want me to see stuff on your phone. You want me to, and that's, there's nothing wrong with it.
Why
though.
You making shit
there's
up?
Nothing wrong with it. I'm
you
just saying. So by the time
there is something wrong with you,
it'd be
2, 3, 4, 5.
See, I usually don't go to bed till like 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning. This has been going like this on for almost a year now.
That's because you just don't know. Your ass is addicted to that fucking phone.
I am working.
You're addicted to
your phone. No, I am doing Spanish.
You're addicted to
your
phone.
I am listening to podcasts.
You can do all that shit without your phone.
I can't. I be writing sometimes, but I can't turn on the light.
You can do it all without
your
phone.
Did you see all my... You never looked at my notes, huh? See all the notes I got, baby?
You can do it all without your phone.
I can't write in the dark on a pen and paper.
You can do it without your phone.
So you need to pay attention. See, I never told you this.
Your phone.
Now you know.
Use the light and write with your hand. You be on that fucking phone.
I don't be on that phone.
You be playing. Yeah, you be writing notes, and then you will go to scrolling and looking at people's hair and pictures. And
I have a hair page.
Yeah, you be looking at all
types. I have a hair page.
You be looking at all types.
I have a hair page.
You got three Instagrams. Who the fuck got three Instagrams?
I have three personalities. Okay. But we just all... Anyway.
Right now, let me get the nastiest personality.
What?
Let me get the nasty girl.
Bye. I'm gone. You do too much. I was just talking, thinking I was recording, and I didn't hit the record button. What I was saying is another one in the books. I'll see you next episode. I'm tired today. My body's doing some weird stuff. I need some people in the 48-year-old range to tap in and let me know what the heck was going on with your body around this time, because, hunty, let me tell you. Anywho, I'm gone. Thank you for tuning in. This is Dami Yaga. Ciao.